intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Aviana Berrientos, Jill Lane, and Amber Butcher in studio with me this morning. Jill Lane, so good to have you in studio.
Always good to be here.
It's always an easy day when you're here because we have so much fun together.
Oh, no. I feel like... Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to say I'm my A game then.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, it makes me nervous when you say that.
Well, no, it's true. I know you watched the football games on Sunday.
Oh, gosh. I text you because I knew.
Man. Oh, my God, you guys. I was in heaven. Amber, obviously, you are a football lover.
I am. My husband is a huge football
fan. Obviously, obviously, if you would like to come back, there is
Texas.
A correct answer.
I'm telling you what. Like, I was literally jumping up and down, rooting, and I know people are going to get upset with me that they're Tom Brady haters, but I love Tom Brady. I do. I love everything that man stands for. Everything.
You know,
even his balls. I don't care if they're soft or they're hard. Doesn't matter. He's still the hell of a quarterback.
Inflated or not. To clarify.
You know what? I have immense respect because of the work that I get to do in that, you know, realm with some of his colleagues. For people who stay at the top of their game when people just expect that they're not going to be able to. And so I have a lot of respect for him. He's gone outside the box.
He has
taken a ton of heat for what he does to take care of himself. And there's a lot of haters in the sports performance and nutrition world that have a lot to say about his TB12 method. But I'm like,
hey.
Proof's in the pudding.
Hey, absolutely.
Are you crying because it wasn't your idea? Like, what's the problem?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is, a little jealousy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, coming from you, that is huge because Jill Lane is indeed a pro athlete health and nutrition coach and founder of Fueling Champions. And Amber, let me introduce you so people know the voice who's speaking.
Yeah.
Amber was a social worker, and prior to staying at home with her youngest two children, 5 years ago, Amber was suffering from severe postpartum issues and chose to completely clean up her family's diet instead of medicating. Not only did her postpartum issues vanish, but she and her husband dropped 70 pounds collectively in less than 3 months without even really trying. This became her lifestyle and the inspiration behind her blog, Primal Mom. So good to have you in studio for the first time.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here with such two great, amazing women.
Well,
so
thank you.
I'm thrilled.
Well, we're going to talk all about
amazing
food.
Story.
There's so much I want to talk about today. I mean, there's so much, starting with the onion soup in my new favorite restaurant that I'm angry at because...
Uh-oh.
It said onion soup on the menu, but yet when I said, in fact, we all went out to dinner Friday night, just kind of, you know, to get together and celebrate, you know, life, and because you get one of them, and so One Life Radio, and so anyway, so we ordered the onion soup, and I said, what's in the onion soup? I said, because traditionally onion soup usually has French before, and it's made with beef, you know, and so he said, no, this is a vegetable soup, and you know, a waiter can make a mistake. That's not my problem. My problem is that on the menu it should disclose that there's veal in the soup and not just a beef broth, or tell someone, you know, he told me it was veal, but I it's so hard for me to believe that people are still using veal in anything that are either ignorant or don't care that it's a baby cow taken from its mother and treated miserably, put in a box so its muscles go into atrophy, so the meat is nice and soft and tender for you, special one.
Do you think everybody really knows that?
That's how
it's quote unquote made.
I don't think that they do, but certainly in the restaurant business they know that. And it's funny. So then when I went there for their fish and chips, which I was raving about, it was different the second time.
I was so excited.
I had these guys so excited they were ready to, you know, just jump out of their seat.
She said it was sex on a plate.
I said it was sex on a plate.
Kind of our life.
And I wasn't kidding. I mean, when I got granted that night, they weren't as busy. And that's why, in order to be a food critic, which I am now officially becoming a food critic inside and out, the name of the segment, I believe I'm going to name it The Bottom Line, but where I go into these restaurants and I start asking them what their ingredients are. And it's kind of funny how things will like all come together. And then I just happened to come across Jordan Peterson's book, 12 Rules for Life, in a YouTube video over the weekend. And guess what rule number 9 is? And this is, you know how much it bothers me.
I might know.
When people lie, you know how much I hate that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was going to say ask questions, but now I'm going to say tell the truth.
Tell the truth. Or at least don't lie.
Right.
Okay. So, and there's a lot of that going on in all over the food industry. You know it, Amber. We're going to talk with you about it. Jill, you know it. We're going to talk with you about it. And that's it for right now. What do you guys want to talk about?
Well, I think in the restaurant industry, to your point, the servers don't have, I shouldn't say they don't have any idea. They know what they know based on how they've been trained or what the menu says, mm-hmm. but they're not the chefs in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't always know, is this really olive oil in this mm-hmm. canter, or is this a knockoff? Like,
yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
That, you know, they're not, I mean, it could be one of your stations. Listen, I was where you actually have to fill it up. I mean, I spent some time mm-hmm. in the food industry, you know, in college, mm-hmm. and you would see, is this really coming from the olive oil can or not? But, you know, it's like, okay, you're going to walk in the kitchen. You need to ask the chef what's
right.
really going on.
Well, and people lie. I mean, I was in the restaurant business for 20 plus years. My dad had a restaurant. You know, I grew up in a pizzeria. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that they lie. I'm sitting here. I didn't even think about this till just now. Google this, if you would, please, Aviano. When was there the big deal in media about whether or not, particularly in the pizza business, where the big chains were using fake cheese? When the price rose so much, I believe it was in 1993 or somewhere around
wow.
there. And so I can remember dumpster diving myself to find out what cheese my competitors were using so I could call their, you know, what's out on it. Yes. Yes. This didn't just.
Did you find fake cheese in
anyone's
dumpster?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh,
and who was it that was right down the street from us by about a half a mile? They went out of business. I'm happy to say. Not happy to say. I don't want to ever put anybody out of business. But as a as a competitor, and us using great ingredients back in the old days, not now, I don't think. I don't know. I'm not involved anymore. But I know when I was running it, the ingredients were great.
Right.
When I had an influence in it. And it's just crazy. It's crazy how people will lie. But I can't wait to start doing some of this with you. You and I are gonna find even more of the truth.
Today.
Yeah, dark shades and a hat. You might want to get
a hoodie. I don't know.
A bodyguard. Yeah.
But
yep.
you know what? I think to your point, people ask, well, why does it matter, Bernadette? Why does it,
well, it
why
does
it matter?
Matter?
Like if they're what they're using. And
what a great
it's what
question.
We talk about on the show all the time.
Oh, my
why
gosh.
It matters.
OK, so it matters because, and I don't have it underlined, but I was reading again about canola oil again this morning, which is hidden. Here it is. Canola oil is one of the most widely consumed vegetable oils in the world. Yet surprisingly, little is known about its effects on health. This is from Science Daily, by the way. Now a new study published on December 7th in the journal Scientific Reports by researchers at the Lewis Katz School of Medicine at Temple University Associates, the consumption of canola oil in the diet with worsened memory, worsened learning ability, and weight gain in mice which model Alzheimer's disease. Okay, do you need to know anything more than that? Mm. To know that that is one of the huge contributors of the obesity in this country, along with the high fructose corn syrup and everything else. And you know, I'll tell you a story. So this morning I went to zip on my favorite dress, okay? And I couldn't get it zipped up. I'm just going to be completely honest, up over my boobs. All of a sudden, I thought I would never say this, my boobs are too big, okay? And so it's mystifying to me, like, why am I gaining this weight? And I'll tell you, the last couple of months, I've been eating out a lot. And that's another thing that's been contributing to it. To your point, Amber, you're going to get to that, aren't you? That's
yes.
how you and your husband lost 70 pounds
Absolutely.
by cooking your own food,
yes.
right?
Yeah,
there
we
you
rarely go.
Go
out to eat, and that's a question I get
yeah.
a lot. So
yeah. Yeah, but I couldn't get my, it's my favorite dress too.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh my gosh. And then I, you know, was asking, yeah, because the rest, it's kind of funny. It's like my body's a little inflamed and I can't get it down, but I've been eating out a lot too. So,
yeah, I mean, so much hiding in what we eat when we're eating out, whether it's high fructose corn syrup, bad oils, maybe it's just the packaging and the estrogens leaching into stuff. I mean, how they prepare things,
mm-hmm.
how oils are treated matters, and, you know, how things are stored matters. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's, I mean, my husband, who's worked in the hospitality industry for such a long time, I mean, he's a crazy man when it comes to food temperature and how things are stored
mm-hmm.
after they're cooked. And I used to think he was crazy, but now I'm like, when you just look around at how unwell everybody is, you're like, oh, it matters.
Mm-hmm.
You can get really sick, not just acutely, but chronically from all the stuff that you eat out. Mm-hmm. Even if you think it's a good restaurant, to your
right.
point.
Well, and even there's keto products coming out that don't have good ingredients in them. You know, stuff like maltodextrin and some other stuff that you certainly shouldn't
artificial
be.
Sweeteners.
Artificial sweeteners, all kinds of really bad stuff. So much to know, you guys. And I've got two ladies here that are going to educate you. So stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorne dispensary. Thorne is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorne has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorne is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, MethylGuard Plus, and Resveracell in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on OneLifeRadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Do you know this song, Jill?
I'm scrolling. Can you tell?
It's real old.
I'm waiting for something to kick in that'll cue me.
It's really old.
Right.
So I heard it on my Sonos the other night, and I was like, oh, damn, I love this song.
Crank it up.
Jumping around, you know, and dancing. Bam, 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 you know? And I was like, what year did this come out? Oh, my gosh. And so my daughter Googled it. It was like 1973 or something like
wow.
that. I'm like, that it can't be.
It doesn't seem that old.
But it doesn't seem that old, does it?
Mm-mm.
But if you think, if you listen to the song, I mean, this song just really has some great. In fact, I was thinking that your boyfriend, Luke. Luke, I can't believe I'm just drawing a blank.
No, you got it. The band.
The band. Luke could do the drum in this.
They need to cover this
song. They need to cover this song for sure. That'll be off the charts.
I'll let them know.
People will jump on the dance floor and dance to this song.
I will let them know.
It is. But the drumming in it is like so Luke. I could see him absolutely nailing this without even really practicing.
Those drum fills.
Right?
I could see it.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome back, everyone, to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Amber Butcher in studio with me and Jill Lane. Jill Lane has been on the show for a very long time, and she is a pro athlete health and nutrition coach and founder of Fueling Champions, a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find Jill Lane at Team Fueling Champions. That's on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions, or her website, fuelingchampions.org. That's fuelingchampions.org. Always a pleasure. We're going to be talking about a couple different subjects today with Jill. And like I said, we have Amber Butcher in studio with us as well. And so let's finish up with the common food myths that are wildly untrue that was in Reader's Digest magazine, I think, last month? I forgot to go get a copy because I wanted to see who their advertisers were, because some of this stuff is just so, you know.
It's a hodgepodge list for sure.
Yeah.
It made us question, like you were saying, like who's
paying for this? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think some of the things that we covered before, the first one right off the bat was that vitamin C doesn't help. They say 21 common myths that are wildly untrue. The first food myth, vitamin C can keep you from catching a cold. They say that's a myth. And what the data really shows is that vitamin C doesn't necessarily prevent you from getting a cold, but that can shorten the duration that you are sick. And as moms, I always bring this up because if my kid can miss only one day of school instead of three, mm-hmm. I'm all over it. If I can be down only a half day from what I need to do as a mom versus three, I'm mm-hmm. all over it. Bring on the vitamin C.
Right.
Who wouldn't sign up for that? So just be smart about it.
Absolutely.
That doesn't mean we're chugging juice. This is, in my opinion, supplemental vitamin C, because, you know, I think that's the best way to go about
it.
So
what is the best way to supplement with vitamin C, especially like little childs? I remember Highlands used to make this little tiny dissolvable capsule for small children, two and under, that would just dissolve in their mouth. And it's so funny. So my oldest daughter, who's now 22, her first word was C. She would point to the bottle on the counter and say C.
I love it.
Because she knew. I said, here's your vitamin C. And I would give her one or two of them every morning with her breakfast.
Yeah.
And so are there other supplementations out there that you would recommend for not just for children but for adults too, like the best way to get it?
Well, I think the best way to get vitamin C is just make sure you're getting in every day through the fruits and vegetables that you eat. I'm not a big fan of drinking a lot of fruit juice,
right?
But you should be eating whole fruits and vegetables. And we always think of oranges in the citrus family, mm-hmm. but bell peppers, broccoli, and other fruits have vitamin C. So eat vitamin C every day through your vegetables and fruits. I like to give pure ascorbic acid. That's what I like to give people mm-hmm. because I can control the dose. It doesn't have anything else mixed with it. That's the molecular structure of vitamin C from a biochemistry dentistry standpoint. And so I like to use Thorne's, you know, ascorbic acid. And as soon as my kids are able to swallow capsules, that's what I give them. It's not my primary thing for cold and flu, to be quite honest, in kids. I like to use other things like elderberry and probiotics and zinc and sometimes even silver. Mm-hmm. But for me as an adult, I'll use extra because even when we're under chronic stress, our vitamin C threshold goes down.
Right.
And so it's just one of those things that's really great to keep around. It actually helps with collagen production. And so from an aging standpoint, it's good for that as well.
How do you know if it's synthetic or if it's derived from food?
Well, you don't know. So you have to, that's a big question in the supplement industry.
It is.
If a molecule is a molecule, does it matter where it came from? And I'm just asking a rhetorical question. If I showed you a picture of ascorbic acid in a molecular form, it would not look any different if it came from corn that was GMO organic or if it came from quote unquote synthetic production. It's just ascorbic acid. Mm-hmm. So does it quote unquote matter to the body? Everybody has their own opinion.
What's your opinion?
I don't think it matters because synthetic derivation usually means it came from a plant. They extracted it from a plant. Now, what I think is a bigger picture is I don't like to give isolated antioxidants without their cofactors for a long time. And so when I use vitamin C, I like to give other bioflavonoids. So it's like what you would be getting if you ate an orange, quercetin and other things that are with a plant so that it's more like, quote unquote, nature, if you will. So
okay. And so what are the cofactors?
Well, other things are in plants like quercetin.
That's what you meant by that.
Yeah,
okay.
Other bioflavonoids that are in a fruit or vegetable or a plant when you take it in. And so I don't – a lot of the antioxidant research – that's potentially problematic or that shows antioxidants may be bad for our health or when you take an isolated antioxidant in a high dose over a prolonged period of time. And so I try to avoid that just, you know, because that's not how nature made things. And so anyways, that's the deal with vitamin C.
Okay. All right. Next on this list of 21 myths.
Yeah, we went through some of the other ones. There's some silly things on here, like eating celery burns more calories than you take in. That's a food myth. But I mean, why do we even care about that? Are people really on like a celery diet where all they eat is celery and they think because they're burning extra calories, that's going to make them lose weight?
But I do love celery. I bought some actually the other day.
That's great for you.
I
got
to chop it up. When I get, because I, you know, I like to munch on crunchy stuff. I do. I like pickles too.
Yeah.
So. I can't even remember the last time I had celery.
Really? For the crunch.
Yeah. No.
Wow.
I like to
cut it in small pieces. Is there something wrong with
salad?
Me? Because I like, because that's
my 7-year-old loves celery.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Because we were talked about this last week, and I was the only one that ate celery then, too.
Yeah, no. Okay.
You know what? I'll tell you, though, back to food quality, it's usually on the dirty dozen, if not really close. It's one of those things you definitely should buy organic.
Absolutely.
And if you've ever had non-organic celery, it tastes like soap.
Yeah.
Like straight up.
Yep. Well,
and
because
if you don't
it
know
is.
What I'm talking about, buy organic celery and do like a taste off.
And
your house.
And iceberg lettuce, too. That's another one that has a high
pesticide
water.
Receptacle.
Yeah, it really is. That and celery. I try to tell people that all the time. If you're going to, three things. If you can only buy these three things organic and you eat them regularly, strawberries, celery, and lettuce.
Yeah,
especially
for sure.
The lettuce. But iceberg is particularly, I think, the worst of all of them. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't recommend that anybody eat iceberg lettuce. So,
yeah,
I mean, that's
it's like water. But that's the thing. That's why it is so important to buy organic, right? Because it absorbs so much fluid that there is a high level of glyphosate in it most time, right? Or pesticides.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Aviana, you're raising your hand.
Can we cover the one that says nuts are as bad as junk food because I eat almonds like candy?
Oh, great. Great. Then I'm
I eat almonds like candy.
I've been eating my pistachios, my Bazzini pistachios that I got for Christmas like crazy. So is that where I'm chubbing up, Jill?
So the food myth is nuts are as bad as junk food. And nuts are good for you. But here's the caveat. It has to be the right kind of nut, meaning it has to be raw and which means it's not roasted because the higher temperature you...
But I don't like them raw. I like them roasted and salted.
I know. And
with a little bit of sugar.
I know. We all do. But when you heat the nut, especially at a high temperature for a long period of time...
You never want to heat nuts for too long.
You don't. It destroys the minerals and can make the fat in the nut go rancid. And so, but here's the thing with nuts. They are high in calories, and we're not calorie counters here, but a cup of nuts has 1,000 calories. And so if you're just chugging down nuts and you're trying to manage your weight, they do and can become a problem.
Well, there's one of the reasons,
and
too.
And I'm not a calorie counter.
Yep,
I don't teach people to count calories. You know, I'm more about the food, nutrition, and satiety. But you can get yourself in trouble with nuts. I have people that I was this person when I first learned that nuts weren't bad. I had to undo what I learned in my when I was in college about low fat. I went to town on nuts, and you listen, if you're not spending that energy, just like from the carbohydrates, we store it for later as fat. And
absolutely.
So nuts can be a problem.
Yes, they can.
We were talking about how Amanda and I were talking, we're talking about how we, they're my secret weapon. When I have an athlete, I need to put weight on. And you were talking about you would do that with your son as well.
I have an older son who played football, and when we first cleaned up our diet, he dropped an incredible amount of weight really fast.
So that's what's my, I'm eating too many nuts.
Yeah.
That's my problem. Too many pistachios. Yes.
I think you need a t-shirt.
Oh my gosh. Well, no, seriously, I've been eating a lot of Bazzini. I got them for Christmas, a 5-pound bag.
Yeah.
And they're delicious. I went to bed last night literally with a belly full of pistachios.
Oh my god. Chipmunk.
I was in the kitchen just eating them and sipping some red wine,
so
and
easy
then I went to
do.
Bed.
It's so easy to do.
It's like chips, right?
Exactly.
You just start. So but that's a problem.
Damn it, Jim.
There's a threshold even for the quote-unquote healthy foods. Like, you know, I hate to say that because I don't want people counting calories. That's not what I
preach.
No,
you don't.
But the calories add up quick. And so if you don't...
Yes, they do.
For some people, that's a problem.
Well, and I think, you know, I don't weigh myself either. And this is my tried, tested, and true method that I use. First of all, I never weigh myself. I don't know how much I weighed even when I was pregnant. They told me I gained X amount of pounds and I was good. So I don't know what I weighed. But I'm serious. I gained 20...
That's awesome.
21 pounds both pregnancies.
Wow. I gained that first trimester.
Really?
I know.
Well, I was little. I'm little. So, you know, probably because I'm little.
That's okay.
You know, I mean, I'm only, 5'3" and three quarters?
I got really fat. It's okay.
Don't forget the three quarters.
But look at yourself naked in the mirror every day. Front, back, sideways. If you don't like what you see, do something about it. That's my best advice.
That's great.
All right. Well, we're going to go to break, and we'll be back with more. Jill Lane, you're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Whoever said you can't poop in style? The Curve is a sleeker version of the original Squatty Potty stool that will look fabulous in any bathroom. Choose from pink, black, gray, or white. Its minimalist design is sure to please the eye while staying durable and built to last. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Poop, poop, be do.
I've got a good woman at home who thinks I do no wrong. But sometimes
mixing it up today.
She
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Amber Butcher, and Jill Lane. If you're just now joining us, Jill Lane is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions, a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find Jill Lane on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions or grab free resources at her website, fuelingchampions.org. And Amber Butcher is new with us today. We just now met her. I really like her, I have to say. She's got great energy, and she's got a great story, too. She's going to be telling it coming up and talking about maintaining a balanced and nutrition diet. She has a famous blog, Primal Mom, and so can't wait to hear what she has to say. And so, Jill, smart supplementation. We talked about this a little bit last week, too, and I wanted to continue on this. Where to start, what to buy, and why. Because I have this argument with people all the time. Mm-hmm. I really do, trying to convince them that there are companies out there that are doing things the right way and those that are not.
Yes, there
big
are.
Big time. Like, big time.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been in the supplement industry for a really long time. So what do you think is the biggest misconception around vitamins and supplements?
I mean, I think, you know, we started talking about this last week. The one is that they just make for expensive urine. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's still something that's being propagated, you know, from the medical community.
Oh, yeah.
And the second is that there's no research. Again, I think these two things come from the same place, mm-hmm. Or from industries where they just don't want people to spend their money in that way.
Well, they want them sick. They want doctors really don't want you to be well. I mean, the truth of the matter, because that's how they make their money at the end of the day. Do I think they have evil hearts? No. Do I think that they need to, pay off their medical school? Yes. And they want to make a good living? Yes. And so sometimes I think that persuades them to do things that they really shouldn't do. Like, is it a doctor, Dr. Peterson? Is he a PhD? I think he is. He's
a
psychologist.
So. Yes.
Yeah. Like the book, Jordan Peterson, 12 Rules for Life. Do not lie.
Yeah.
Do not lie. Tell the truth.
Well, I think they're heavily influenced by the pharmaceutical industry, which is really where, you know, the rubber meets the road on the question, who do they really want us well? And so because there's money involved in that. So you just have to understand, you know, follow the money trail. We talk about this a lot. And I do think that doctors do want their patients to be well, but they're influenced and trained by businesses and schools and companies that are for profit in, you know, like the pharmaceutical industry and the surgical, you know, there's so much there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not as jaded to think that the doctors don't want us to be well, but I do think that you have to be an advocate for your own health. I have a friend who's in the hospital, who's been in the hospital for about a week and a half and has probably another week and a half to go. And all I need to tell you is, if you have a friend or family member in the hospital, advocate for them.
Mm-hmm.
Ask questions. Mm-hmm. Don't just take what you're told as the end all be all. Ask a ton of questions. Advocate. I'm telling you.
Yes. Well, you know what's funny that you bring that up? And I was not planning on talking about this today. This was something that I saw while I was researching over the weekend, and I had Diamond print it for me. I was going to bring it up during the week, but you talk about perfect timing. This is from Modern Medicine. Breaking news from, this is from NBC, the third leading cause of death in the U.S. most doctors don't want you to know about. A recent John Hopkins study claims that more than 250,000 people in the U.S. die every year from medical errors, and other reports the numbers to be as high as 440,000. Medical errors are the third leading cause of death after heart disease and cancer. Wow, right? That's from NBC News.
Just go back to asking a lot of questions. If something goes awry in a surgical procedure that you have, or if you're not getting the expected results from a medication that you were put on, you need to ask a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. I'll just leave it at that.
Right.
Family members need to ask a lot of questions.
Right.
If you have a family member that's getting surgery for any reason, if something doesn't go as planned from an outcome standpoint, we're not looking to be litigious on purpose, but you just need to ask questions.
Right. I mean, because we trust our attorneys, we trust our doctors, these professionals that sometimes we need from time to time. You know, everything is billable. Every minute is billable. Every item is billable. Every procedure is billable. Every time they give you fluids, it's billable. Everything is billable. And so you have to keep that in mind.
And back to the supplement discussion, I think people are so afraid of supplementation. They say they're, you know, it's a waste, there's no research. And while there is a lot of junk out there, and we'll dive into that a little bit today, it's, I mean, you just, that is a crazy statistic that you just pointed out. And if it's really less than somewhere around 50,000 people go to the ER each year because of a reaction from a supplement, compare that to hundreds of thousands of people that potentially could be, you know, being sent to the ER or maybe even dying because of malpractice.
Yeah, I don't think too much rhodiola is going to kill you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are some things that make you sick, but, you know, I think we just have to put it in perspective, really, what the reality is.
Well, what do you think most people are unaware of when it comes to smart supplementation?
That there's research. There's actually peer-reviewed research in some of the major medical journals, like the Journal of American Medical Association, on things that, you know, we talk a lot about, fish oil and vitamin D, and that supplements can be, when used in the right way and purchased from the right source, helpful for your health.
Very helpful. One of my favorite ones, let's talk about this. So one of my favorite supplements is vitamin D, K2. Unless you never really hear the two together, unless you're dealing with a laboratory like Thorne, who takes their research and all of their supplements to another level, which is one of the reasons I support them, and so do you. And so let's talk about vitamin D, K2.
Well, the reason why it's really important if you're going to take vitamin D supplementation over a long period of time to have vitamin K is that K is like the steering wheel. K works with D like steering wheels to put calcium where it should be in the body. And you're like, wait, Jill, I thought we were talking about D and K. Well, D and K are the directors for calcium. And if you don't have enough K and you're taking a lot of D, your body doesn't put calcium in bone. It actually puts it in soft tissue, which can be calcifications in joints or even calcium in the arteries, your arteries, like in calcium buildup or plaque. And so we need K to work with vitamin D to drive calcium into the bone because that's one of our biggest deposits of it in the body. And so if you're going to be taking vitamin D over a long period of time, you need to make sure you're not only eating a lot of vitamin K in your green leafies, but taking vitamin K. Now, whether it's in the same supplement or in a good multivitamin, both is okay. But most people are low in vitamin D. If your doctor won't check your vitamin D levels because they say most people are sufficient, I'm telling you, I've seen one in all my years, 20 years as a nutritionist, one person with a quote-unquote normal vitamin D level. One.
But that doesn't mean you want to go crazy out there listening because it's a fat-soluble vitamin, right? And so you don't want to lose your mind and go, well, I'm probably deficient and, you know, take 50,000 IUs for a week straight. That might be, that is a little too much.
No, I mean, it's good to get a multivitamin or a vitamin D with K product that might have between 1 and 3 or maybe even 5,000 IUs to take on a daily basis. And if your vitamin D is extremely low, which to me is anything below 35 or 40 on your blood labs, then work with a professional to potentially take more for an acute period of time, have your labs retested, and then adjust your dose.
I'm going to go get my levels tested.
It's
I'm
really easy. Just ask your doctor to draw
a
vitamin
D3. I don't have a doctor. I never go to the doctor. Knock on wood, I'm knocking. But I don't have a doctor. I had my OBGYN. I haven't seen him in 5-6 years. I don't know when's the last time I saw him. I just don't go to the doctor. I exercise, I eat right, and I get plenty of rest.
I won't give you a lecture
and
now.
And I drink a lot of wine, but I always forget my water. I'm on my water now, though. You know, I almost killed myself from dehydration.
Recently?
Yes. Very recently, Jill.
Yes. I thought I was dying and I was just dehydrated.
Oh my gosh. Is it only on Tuesdays when I'm here when the water is high?
No, it's crazy. Crazy Water is one of our sponsors, you know. But seriously, how does someone like me not drink enough water? And you know
why?
Busyness. You get the holidays, kids, home, animals, bills, everything. And
wine.
I wasn't drinking wine. Wine in the evening, coffee in the morning, and that will dehydrate you.
Wine
then,
especially.
Because of the pain in my back, I was going in the sauna more, which of course makes you sweat, which dehydrates you even more. It's like, oh my gosh, Bernadette.
Yeah.
You gotta slow down. Like, and drink your water.
Listen, I mean, we're talking about supplementation. You can't out-supplement a bad diet or dehydration.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It does have to start there. Yeah. But you can effectively use supplements to fill in the gaps or to help with some genetic abnormalities you may have, or if you need some extra support for your brain or hormone metabolism, there's a lot of places to go. But you have to start with your food, exercise, and water.
I know. My water. Can you believe I forgot it? Okay, so what's your favorite? When you supplement, what would you name the top five critical supplements that you recommend?
Oh, man.
No pressure.
I know. Marie asked me this last time after the segment, and I said it depends because it's really true. It depends upon the person. If someone comes to me with gut issues, the top five is going to be anything and everything to fix their gut, because your gut is your second brain
and
it pretty much runs everything in your body. So not just probiotics. I'm usually going enzymes. I'm going glutamine,
fiber,
curcumin, fiber, and then potentially probiotics. But probiotics aren't my first line of defense for the gut, to be honest. If someone comes to me and they're having hormone related issues, maybe they're having night sweats, they're getting hormonal acne, they have something going on with their hormones, then we're working on liver metabolism and sleep and stress modification. And what I do for that, rhodiola and DIM and sulforaphane and N-acetylcysteine, maybe milk thistle. So it depends on you and what you have going on. I don't think there's any one thing. I mean, I think so many people are deficient in vitamin D. I think not a lot of people eat enough omega-3s. So fish oil, I feel like those two are kind of a knee-jerk for me for just a general, you know. I'm becoming a bigger and bigger fan of hemp oil. I think we might just need to put it in the water system.
Gosh. So you made me think. So Neiman Marcus just unveiled a new CBD oil beauty line that was in the paper. Yeah. It was in the New York Times, I think. But
yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
No, I mean, the literature on topical CBD or hemp oil is actually phytocannabinoids topically have some pretty interesting research, especially in the precancerous realm. And so I think we're going to see more and more and more of that without a doubt.
Well, and I'm going to give a shout out to H Hemp Company, one of our sponsors, as well as Thorne. They sell a CBD oil as well. You can get it at oneliferadio.com. Go to our dispensary for Thorne or go to H Hemp Company and check them out. I think I took a little too much CBD oil this morning because I'm really in a fun mood. I'm so relaxed, and I don't have any pain, and I'm drinking my crazy water, so I'm good. Everyone, we've got a great show continuing on with Amber Butcher and Jill Lane. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Whatever is mine, I'm running
down a drain. You never would come to me. Introducing Moonlight, the latest squat-to-poop stool from Squatty Potty. Moonlight will light your way to the toilet on the darkest of nights. May your love of Squatty Potty burn brightly day or night with a motion and light activated nightlight with three brightness settings. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Follow the moonlight.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Lala's Mexican Cafe. Clean, real food for your mind, body, and soul. Lala's believes that what you eat matters, and so do I. That's why they serve only the cleanest, freshest ingredients, serving grass-fed beef, organic chicken, non-GMO tortillas and chips, non-processed cheese, and non-refined sugar and unprocessed flour. Stop by Lala's Mexican Cafe for one of their organic margaritas, sweetened with stevia, and experience a better way to live La Vida Verde. And if I see you there, margaritas are on me. That's Lala's Mexican Cafe in Preston Center, Dallas, Texas.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Thank you.
Go, Jill. I wasn't even looking at you. I'm like, where'd that come from? Lies and keep your hands to yourself. Oh, my gosh. This is a great song to dance to. This is one of the best two-stepping songs out there, I think, and a couple more. But welcome back, everyone, to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Aviana Barrientos in studio with me, Jill Lane, and Amber Butcher. Jill Lane is a pro athlete, a health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions. You can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions. Amber Butcher, it's so great to have you in studio
Thank
for the
you.
First time, and I appreciate you coming. And so Amber was a social worker prior to staying at home with her youngest two children. And 5 years ago, Amber was suffering from severe postpartum issues and chose to completely clean up her family's diet instead of medicating. Not only did her postpartum issues vanish, but she and her husband dropped 70 pounds collectively in less than 3 months without even really trying. This became her lifestyle and the inspiration behind her blog, Primal Mom. Amber has written 2 ebooks and is currently working on her third. She also hosts monthly clean eating challenges to help other moms clean up their own dinner table. Such an honor to have you in studio with us today. And her website is primalmom.com. So maintaining a balanced and nutritious diet, I can't think of 2 better women to discuss this with. So tell our listeners a little bit about your story and how you transitioned your family to get a balanced and nutritious diet in your home.
Well, I mean, it started when, after I had my son, I thought that everything was going to be like this, just the heavens descended upon our household
because
I had this newborn baby.
Of course.
And I had the worst case of baby blues. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if it is as severe as some moms experience. So I immediately went to my doctor after talking with my husband and friends mm-hmm. about some of the postpartum things I was experiencing. And his immediate response was medication. Mm-hmm. So I went home that night and I remember crying to my husband and I was like, there's just no way that this is normal.
Yeah.
What did women do generations ago when
right.
that wasn't accessible
Great
to them?
Question.
So I got online. I started researching. This was long before anybody really knew what like paleo and Whole 30.
Mm-hmm.
Like no one knew what there was. You mm-hmm. couldn't go to the grocery store and get paleo
yeah.
foods.
Yeah.
I stumbled upon a blog that talked about nutrition and how it plays a role in our hormone balances and imbalances. And I literally woke up the next morning. My husband went to work. I didn't say anything to him about it. I bagged up everything processed and canned and pre-made in our kitchen and pantry, and I threw it away.
And got rid of it.
I did.
I
went to the grocery store for the first time and bought Whole Foods. I went to, I remember I bought my first thing of like ground bison and asked for it to be grass-fed, and the butcher kind of laughed at me and
mm-hmm.
said, that doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
I went home crying. So it's just... you know, it was a learning process for me. So I got tons of questions about it from friends and family when they started seeing like the changes that we were experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
And one afternoon I just decided to
start a
blog.
Start a blog. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Talk about my experience.
I absolutely love it. Well, that's kind of how this show was started as well. Inspiration of trying to educate people about what I had learned about the flotation business. And then met Jill Lane and we just kind of meandered and a lot of other people just trying to create a radio show that educates people about what they need to know to lead their best lives because you only get one. And so you want to be really healthy. You want your kids to be healthy and thrive and be happy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, how do you keep your kids' diet raw and unprocessed? What do you do?
Well, for the most part, my two youngest, I have 3 kids. I have a son who's in college now. So he was 14 when we transitioned our diet. And my second child was 9 months old. So he's really, my youngest two have grown up this way. Mm-hmm. They've never really experienced like eating Cheerios and
mm-hmm.
goldfish and things like that.
So did your postpartum depression diminish or vanish after it did, right?
Oh,
yeah, I read
absolutely.
That after the first time.
Absolutely. Within weeks, I just felt so much better.
And you never experienced it with your other two babies.
This happened with my second son. So, and then when I had my daughter, my third child, I had absolutely no postpartum issues at
wow.
all.
Wow.
Beautiful pregnancy. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It was a totally different experience for me.
And would you contribute that to the fact that your food was cleaned up?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Well, so how do you keep your diet balanced? What do you do?
Well, I cook.
Yeah, you know, I cook too.
I cook.
And when I don't cook, like I told you, the last couple months, I've gained weight. And it's because I'm not cooking at home.
Yeah.
And I haven't been exercising or drinking my water and all these things that you really need to stay after.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way around just the basics. I wish there was. I wish there was a shortcut for all of us. But the matter of the fact is we have to move on a regular basis. We have to stay hydrated and we have to eat food closest to the way, if not the way, you know, hunted, fished, picked, gathered, you know, the good old fashioned way.
Right.
Well, Jill, we have a listener, Joni, she called in last week. She was really funny, actually. She made some great points and she's on the line. She wants to chime in about the topic of vitamin C. So, Joni, are you there?
I can hear her.
Hi, Joni. Do you have a question or a comment about vitamin C?
It's more about vitamin D.
D as in dog?
I'm thinking more about vitamin D, this rain, all this rain today, and global warming, and we don't see the sun we used to. We don't get the sun and the hours of... and. Are you there?
Yes, we're listening.
Okay, yeah.
We love you.
We don't get all the hours and days that we used to get, and it's just going to increase these rainy days, and you're talking about children and raising them, and it's a different environment. What do you do to compensate what they naturally were getting from the sun? Mm. It's going to be drastically different as time goes on.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's a great question. I mean, we didn't talk about how we normally get our vitamin D levels or how we normally keep our vitamin D normal, and it's by sun exposure, healthy sun exposure. Mm-hmm. So they say, I don't know, give or take the research, 30 minutes of, you know, large limbs, so your arms, your legs in the sun every day. But nobody really gets that, to Joni's point, depending whether it's the weather or whether so we're just not spending enough time outside. Plus, we wear a lot of sunscreen because we're scared of skin cancer. And so it's a catch-22. There is vitamin D in some foods. So salmon has a decent amount of vitamin D. And so you just have to be cognizant of getting your kids outside more, letting it be okay that they, you know, if you're a little boy to run outside without a shirt on and for them to have their body exposed to the sun, even if it's cloudy out. I mean, not necessarily when it's rainy, but if it's cloudy, there's still the sun rays are still there. But, you know, as much as you can be in the sun, eat vitamin D rich foods, but monitor your vitamin D levels, because we know it plays a big role in not just bone health, like we talked about a little bit earlier, but also immune function and mental health and on. So just monitor it and be smart.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking at the book Octung Baby, which is written by Sarah Zosky. She's on the show tomorrow. This book was recommended to me by Greg Lukianoff and Jonathan Haidt. They are the authors of Coddling of the American Mind. I'm about halfway through it, but the reason I'm bringing it up is because one of the number one things that she recommends in this book, How to Raise a Child, is to get them outdoors and let them play.
And roll your car windows down. I do that a lot when I'm like on the way to the school with the kids and stuff. Right. I just keep the windows rolled down. Yeah. We actually can get sun exposure.
She's actually on the show tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully I get the whole book read. But, you know, we're talking about maintaining a balanced and nutritious diet. So, Jill, Amber, what about outings and birthday parties when you're trying to keep a balanced diet?
The question I get the most.
Oh, my gosh. Or former partners, husbands that, you know, take the kid for the weekend and then feed him a bunch of junk. I have a real problem with that. I don't like the way my children are fed sometimes.
My answer to that is you can't control all of that. It's just, to me, like trying to stress over that kind of stuff is worse than trying to fix it. So my kids participate in birthday parties and I've noticed that they've started to self-monitor. Their stomachs hurt when they eat a bunch of junk food now because their bodies aren't used to it. And so they know that.
Yeah.
I know. This was my biggest, like, oh no, when my kids were old enough to start to notice that other kids were eating goldfish or whatever. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh no, my bubble. It's going to, you know, I can't keep them in my little bubble anymore.
Yeah. Well, and you're right. You can't control it. Yeah. And so you have to educate your children how to eat with or without you.
Yeah.
Because it really does matter. And so great having you guys in studio today. Thank you so much, Jill Lane. Thank you so much, Amber Butcher. And thank you, Joni, for calling in. We really appreciate it when our listeners do that. You know what? Thanks for listening. I enjoyed doing the show. I hope you enjoyed it as well. And you know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.